Hello, ACB Radio Main Menu listeners. My name is Shane Jackson, and this week I'm reviewing a program that is pretty famous on the list called EasyCDDA Extractor. That's a long name, but it's a good ripper. EasyCDDA Extractor is one of the many rippers on the market today. I'm sure you've seen the reviews here on Main Menu of HiCD and CDEX and EasyCD Creator, which is more than a ripper. EasyCDDA Extractor is, in my opinion, the best ripper on the market. And I've tried or bought almost all the rippers, including Real Jukebox, Music Match, HiCD, I've tried CD Copy, CDEX. EasyCDDA Extractor comes to us from Poikosoft.com. I will give you that website at the end of this review. It's around $30 US. So let's get with it. I'm using JAWS for Windows 3.7U. I'm using my usual Turtle Beach Montego original sound card. I'm using SoundForge 5.0. We're loading EasyCDDA Extractor, and there's no CD in the drive, so mine will come up and say zero items.
EasyCDDA Extractor, zero items.
And that tells me that there's nothing in there. Nothing in the drives, either one, the burner or the regular CD. We're in a window which is reasonably accessible. Some of the things don't readily tell you what they are, and some do. This is zero items, and you can use your insert F1 combination if you're using JAWS, or your equivalent key combination in any other screen reader for your context sensitive help, and it will tell you what this is. I'm going to spare you that and tell you that this is a list box that we're sitting in. Let's explore this screen. We use our tab and shift tab keys unless I tell you otherwise. Let's use our tab key and go ahead here.
NEC CD-ROM drive 28B3.05.
And that says something weird, and then NEC CD-ROM drive. That is my regular CD-ROM drive. That's not the burner. That's the ordinary drive. That's not the one we'll be using for this review. So I'm going to go ahead and set that. And the way you do that is you use down arrow. This is somewhat of a combo box. From my exploration of the program, this is not a standard combo box, but it is some sort of combo box. So I'm just going to press the down arrow key till I get to my Omega Zip CD. That's the one we want.
NEC CD, Omega ZIP CD,
and there it is.
1.1.
We've got that set now. So you can do that if you've got more than one CD on your drive. Just use up and down arrow to go between the drives. And it may say the name of your drive twice. Don't worry about that. Let's go ahead and tab again and see where we end up. Now, this is one of the things that I've noticed about EasyCDDA Extractor.
This is a custom default.
It takes a little while for the CD-ROM to initialize. And I got a little lost there because when I hit tab and shift tab, it said nothing. But then I did an alt up arrow to close that combo box, and the CD popped into focus. Now, you certainly may not have to do that, but I did. And that's why that paused there temporarily and no speech. Let's go ahead.
Default.
Says default. Now, this doesn't tell you what it is. Something could be done, I'm sure, with scripts or whatever to make this say what it is. This is the speed of your CD drive that you'll be using. It has several settings. Default, maximum, 8x, 12x.
Max, 12x, 8x, 4x, 2x, 1x.
I'm just using up and down arrow.
Default.
I'll leave it on the default. Now, to show you that that is indeed the speed, we'll route the review cursor
to PC
to the main cursor and read this line.
Device Amiga ZIPCD 1024 into 1.1 scroll down symbol speed default scroll down symbol.
It shows you two combo boxes side by side. It shows you that one with the drive in it, and it shows you the one with the speed in it. Let me turn my PC cursor back on.
PC.
So if it says scroll down arrow, you know there's a little arrow that you can pull down if you were using a mouse, and it would move, for instance, between the drives or between the different speed settings. I'm just using the default, so we're going to go ahead. Tab, we get nothing. tab, tab, tab.
Zero items.
And we're back to the list view. Now let's go back.
I'm just doing tab again. Default.
Default. That's the last thing that speaks. Now, if we route the review cursor to the PC again.
Jaws the PC.
And read the current line.
Artist album category scroll down symbol here.
Let's discuss this. Let me turn the PC back on.
PC.
Once again, scripts could be made or sets could be made to fix this. It doesn't tell you which edit field you've landed in. You have to remember the order. You have to memorize that. Album, artist, category, and you can tell I've already forgotten it.
Jaws the PC. Artist album category scroll down symbol year. PC.
Artist album category scroll down year. So it's the artist in this first one. Hit tab again for the album. And then a category scroll down. And now I want to show you this. The first two are edit boxes. And the way you can tell you're on category is if you do an insert F1, it will tell you that it's not an edit box. And also it has a scroll down if you use your screen reader's review cursor to see. That it has a scroll down here, that tells you it's a combo box of some sort.
This is an edit combo box. Type in the value or use Alt plus down arrow to open the list box. Use the arrow keys to move between the items. Use Alt plus up arrow or escape to close the list box.
It is indeed an edit combo box. I'm not going to choose a category here because I don't have a CD in the drive. But you have several, like blues, classical, rock, country, reggae, my personal favorite. Several different ones. Let's go ahead and tab again. We should be in the year, and this is an edit field.
This is an edit field. Use the left and right arrow keys to move through the entered text.
And we can tab again.
Zero items.
And we're back in the list view. That's the basic layout of the screen when you first open EasyCDDA Extractor. The program is rather straightforward. It has a somewhat standard menu consistency. In other words, the menus are your customary Windows menus. Now, you won't see File, Tools, that sort of thing, but they are arranged the same way, just different wording. For instance, if we'll go to the menu bar with the Alt key, I'll show you that real quick.
Disk.
Disk is the first menu. I'm just going to right arrow.
Edit. Action.
Edit. Action.
CDDB.
CDDB.
Tools.
Tools.
Options.
Options. It does have a Tools.
View.
View.
Help.
Help, blank, that's the system menu.
Disk.
And we're back to disk. Let's go down and review the options on the disk menu. You can hit enter or down arrow, your choice. I hit down arrow.
Read CD text information.
Read CD text information. That's for CDDB.
Edit disk data grade, control plus E.
We'll just go down through the list here.
Save disk data grade, control plus S. Exit, Alt plus F4. Read CD text information.
And that's it. That's a short menu. Let's go on over.
Edit track title F2. Edit.
There's a handy feature if you want to edit the track name.
Track properties grade. F3 grade.
You can see the track properties, and it's saying grade because I have nothing in the drive.
Combine tracks grade. Copy track titles to clipboard. Control plus C. Select all grade. Control plus A. Invert selection grade. Control plus I. Uppercase. Lowercase. Capitalize. Sort by track number. Sort by track title. Sort by track length. Randomize track order grade. Control plus Z. Edit track title grade. F2 grade.
You can do a lot with editing the track there. You edit your tracks and change the names and put them in uppercase or lowercase and capital and all that good stuff. I don't know what the difference would be between capital and uppercase, but they've got both of them there. Also, you can combine tracks and that sort of thing. So that's rather neat. Let's go ahead to the next menu.
Extract selected track SF8. Action.
It's the action menu, and we're extracting selected tracks F8.
CD player control submenu.
This is a menu we're going to come back to.
Refresh grade, F5 grade.
You can refresh the list.
Extract selected track S grade, F8 grade.
That's it.
Retrieve F9, CDDB.
We're on the CDDB. This is self-explanatory, but I will take just a moment after we finish this menu and explain it to you so that you might get a grasp of it if you've never dealt with CDDB.
Submit grade. Category list. Site list. Status. Homepage. Retrieve grade. F9 grade.
I'll explain this to you right now. CDDB, Compact Disc Database, I believe is what it stands for, is a listing of CDs up on the internet. And if your CD is not there, I'd be shocked. And if it isn't, you can add it. In other words, you can get the album name, the title, the artist, the year, whatever, and submit it. That's what the submit button is here. So that's reasonably self-explanatory to those of us who use CDDB. If not, you can certainly go into the help for Easy CDDA Extractor, and it'll tell you on it will tell you online about that feature, as well as many more.
Easy Audio File Converter Shift Plus F2 Tools.
This is the Tools menu. It only has two settings.
CD Database Editor Shift Plus F3. Easy Audio File Converter Shift Plus F2.
That's it.
Settings F4 Options.
Options menu, you have settings.
CDDB settings.
CDDB settings.
User interface.
User
settings,
interface.
Day settings.
And day settings.
Language submenu.
And language submenu.
Settings F4.
And the main settings dialog. We're going to come back to that.
Device control bar control plus one.
We go over to the view menu. This is mainly for sighted users, I think. We don't normally change the views. You can see the device.
Audio control bar. Command bar. Audio control bar control plus two. Command bar control plus three. Disinfo bar control plus four. Volume control bar control plus five.
Just the different bars.
Track position bar control plus six. Status bar control plus seven. Device control bar control plus one.
And we're back around. I don't think many blind people will be fooling with that too much. But if you want to, there it is. And the last one.
Online help F1. Help.
Help. Online help. If you hit F1, it'll take you to a website with all sorts of topics.
Easy CDDA Extractor homepage.
There's the homepage.
About the LAME encoding engine ...
That's for the MP3 encoder that comes with it.
About Easy CDDA Extractor ... Online help F1.
And that's it. So that's the menu system within CDDA Extractor. We're going to now open the settings dialog box, and I'm going to take you through and show you the different things you can alter. I'm going to hit F4.
Settings, CDDB.
And we're on CDDB because that's where I last left it. This program remembers where you leave it. I'm going to do a left arrow till I get to the first tab.
CDDB tab.
And that happens to be the first
CDDB
tab.
CDDB tab.
We're on a tab control. You can use your left and right arrows to go from tab to tab, or you can use your control tab and control shift tab. We're going to hit the tab key to go through this dialog box.
CDDB.CDDB.com.
That's the server for CDDB.
Refresh.
Refresh. I really don't know what that is.
Description.
I don't know what that is either. That's just there. It says description, and it's read-only.
Proxy server not checked.
If you're using a proxy server, you want to check that.
Email address, jack728@belsif.net.
I just put my email address in there. If you don't put an email address in there, CDDB will not function correctly.
Automatic internet query for unknown disks checked.
This is not the case by default. If the main server doesn't have it, somebody else does. And by default, this program will not do that strictly for your privacy, I suppose. In other words, it doesn't want to intrude. It doesn't want to decide something without your permission. And it certainly does not. I have checked it.
Okay. Cancel. CDDB.
We're going to go to the next tab.
User interface tab.
User interface.
Play a sound at the end of extraction process checked.
I like that one.
Tractor 4.3.0 beta 4 notified.log.
That's the sound it actually plays.
Browse. Run Easy CDDA Extractor at higher priority not checked / star less vertical bar.
These are just characters.
File names. Define reserved characters. Deletable character.
That it will recognize.
Question. Quote. Greater. Convert space characters to not checked. Convert file name to lowercase not checked. Automatically read CD text information checked.
That too is not the default. Auto read CD information. If you don't have this checked, it will not load CDDB. If you're using a dial-up and you don't want your modem to connect every time you put a CD in, you don't want that checked. I do, using a high-speed internet, so anytime I put a CD in, it goes up and looks for it. That's where that internet query comes in handy. If the main server that it looks at doesn't have it, it'll find it somewhere else.
Use checkboxes in the track list window checked.
That's use checkboxes. Or you can uncheck that, and it will allow standard selecting.
Eject disk when extraction process is completed checked. Okay. Cancel. Apply. User interface.
And we're going to go to the
day settings tab.
Day settings.
Sectors for red, 10. Audio resync not checked. Track offset start not checked. Skip affected sectors not checked. Swap left and right channel not checked. Disable apostrophe buffer overflow check and checked. Swap by order not checked. Set default. Okay.
And you can always change that back to the default. And that's the settings dialog. And we're okay with that. Everything seems to be as it should be. The next things that we're going to discuss are the CD player and the Ripper. I'm going to look over here in my CD library, and we're going to locate a CD that we might like to rip. How about Dracula? Let's get the soundtrack to Dracula out and rip it. I wonder if anybody's ever heard Dracula on Main Menu. Maybe this will be a first. I'm going to put this in my iMega Zip drive. I'm going to hit the button again to close it.
Zero items.
And we're sitting in the list view. And because mine is set to go up to CDDB, it will automatically...
CDDBTM...cancel.
Yeah, it tells you this.
Dial-up connection. Select the service you want to connect to and then enter your username and password. Cancel. Dialing attempt 1.
It's connecting.
Dialing ... connected to remote computer. Verify a username and password ... Verify a username and password ... Select. Not selected. E40 Sec 10 Soundtrack. Ram Stoker's Dracula Mist. 1 to 4.
Now, here is a neat little thing. It didn't find one CD that matched my query. That's where the internet query I was speaking to you earlier comes in handy. It found four. Well, let's go see what they are. They may be the same things, but people may have entered them slightly differently.
E40 Sec 10, Soundtrack, Bram Stoker's Dracula, Misc. E40 Sec 10, Watch C.H. Kyler, Bram Stoker's Dracula, Soundtrack.
I'm just using the down arrow.
E40 Sec 10, Bram Stoker's Dracula, Soundtrack. D90 Sec 10, Watch C.H. Kyler, Dracula, Soundtrack.
And that's it. I'm going to go choose this one.
E40 Sec 10, Bram Stoker's Dracula Soundtrack.
Wonder if we can hit enter and have it go to it.
E40 Sec 10, Bram Stoker's Dracula Soundtrack.
Okay, hit spacebar and hit enter.
E40 Sec.
Apparently not. So the best way to do this is to route your review cursor.
Pause to PC. E40 Sec 10.
And we're sitting on Bram Stoker's Dracula, so I'm just going to left-click once.
Left-click. Easy CDDA extractor. Not selected Dracula, the beginning 0100
TC. That'll do it. That got us right into the list view. We're sitting on the first track of the Dracula CD. I'll use my say line hotkey because the check marks to tell you if the track is checked or unchecked don't work when using your up and down arrow keys. You have to use your say line feature or route the review cursor and look there.
Dracula the beginning 0100 2.0061.4067.55 not checked. 1 of 16.
It's not checked, it says. Let's down arrow.
Vampire Hunters.
We're on Vampire Hunters. Now this is my favorite track. And we're going to use this to demonstrate the CD player. I hit the space bar. Because when you hit down arrow, it does not check the track automatically. Let me show you by doing a say line.
Vampire Hunter 02643.4036.1231.32 not checked. 2 of 16.
It does not. And it gives you all those numbers. That's the time it takes to play it. In other words, how long the file is. Also the amount. I don't pay attention to those numbers till it's finally ripped. But you can certainly look at those. Let's hit the space bar. And we've got it checked now. What an opportune time to check the CD player out in this wonderful little program. The CD player in EasyCDDA Extractor utilizes alt combinations and the number row. For instance, alt 1, alt 2. Let's go in and test this out. And you remember that the CD settings were under the action menu. So the hotkey I'm assuming for action would be Alt A. I'm going to hold down my Alt key because this is the menu bar, and I would assume A is the first letter in action. So
action, extract selected track S, F8.
Oh my goodness, it loads it right up. Let's down arrow.
CD player control sub-menu.
There it is, and you can also
C.
hit the letter C and go to it. We're on the CD player controls menu. Let's hit enter, or you could do right arrow, either one. Enter is more standard. So let's hit enter and go in here and look at what we have.
Play, alt plus one.
Alt plus one is play.
Previous track grade, alt plus two. To rewind grade, alt plus three. Forward grade, alt plus four. Next track grade, alt plus five. Stop grade, alt plus six. Pause grade, alt plus seven. Eject, alt plus eight. Close grade, alt plus nine.
I'm going to hit the alt key to close the menu bar. The reason all the buttons are grayed, except for play, is because I only have one track selected. If I had three or four tracks selected in a row or non-contiguously, you could go back or forward or rewind or whatever. So let's go and see if we can utilize this thing. I'm going to go back and make sure I have the numbers memorized.
CD player controls, play. Eject, alt plus 8.
I'm just using my up and down arrow keys.
Pause grade, alt plus 7. Stop grade, alt plus 6.
Play and stop are the two I want. As I said, this is going to be a first on main menu, I think, to hear the Vampire Hunters, and what a cool thing this would be. I may make this my startup theme. Let's do Alt 1 and see if this plays the CD for us. There's the Alt 1 combination. And we're hunting vampires. That's wonderful. And that is the power of this little ripper. I'm going to hit Alt 6. Stops it immediately. You know, there's something I got to demonstrate on the air. I've never seen a ripper, and maybe I'm missing a lot here. But this is the first ripper I've ever seen with an eject button that's really handy. My Turtle Beach CD player utility has an eject button. I've never seen a ripper with the eject button so accessible. Let's see if this works. Alt 8. And the CD pops out. Oh, now that's cool. Okay, I'm going to pop it back in because we're going to rip Vampire Hunters. I'm going to go through the settings of the ripping process. You remember earlier that CD-DA extractor's extract feature is F8. You can also do this from the Actions menu, Alt-A, and hit Enter. It's the first choice. Let's go ahead and do an F8.
Extract selected track S. Extract.
Extract selected track S. And the reason it says S is because there's a left and right paren around the S. Let's go through this very briefly and describe it to you.
Output.
Output, that's a tab that we're sitting on, and you can use right and left arrow or control shift tab and control tab to go between the tabs, and we will do that.
MPEG layer 3 front over.
I'm just using my tab key. That's my encoder that I'm using, front over.
192K bits slash S, 44,100 HZ stereo HQ.
That's the bit rate that it rips at.
Copy mode on the fly.
Copy on the fly. You can either copy on the fly, you can copy track at once, or you can copy on the fly one file, which I think that will copy all the tracks into one file, single file output. And you just select those by doing up and down arrow keys.
Enable ID3 tag checked.
We definitely want that. Enable ID3 tag checked. That's where your CDDB information comes in. If you don't have that checked, it'll just put it track 1, track 2. It won't bother putting the actual name of the album and song and all that.
Set track starting length not checked.
Set track starting length.
Output folder, DMyMusic MP3.
That's my output folder where my tracks are placed.
Artist album number title.
This is a neat little combo box. You can set it to display the ripped CD or partial CD in many ways. I'm not going to change this because I like it the way it is. I have it so that it will display a folder with the name of the artist. Inside that folder will be the name of the album. And only then, inside that folder, will be the track numbers and names. I'll give you an example. If I had four albums by the Beatles, there would be a folder on my hard drive called The Beatles. In that folder would be Abbey Road, the White Album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and, well, that'd be four, because there's two CDs in the White Album. Then you would hit enter, and it would list the track number and name. For instance, 01, Today is Your Birthday, .mp3. That sort of thing. You can set it to do title and number only, or title and track number only. Artist to title track. There are several options you can go through. As I said, I'm not going to change this because I like it where it's at.
Cancel.
There's cancel.
Extract.
Extract.
Output.
Output. We're going to go to the next tab.
Advanced tab.
This is the advanced tab. Let's go through this. And when I tab there,
Land.
It says nothing.
Land.
I'll tab again.
Strip silence not checked. Copy only the not checked.
I don't use that. Frankly, this is the second time I've ever seen that.
Run command for output file not checked.
Same thing there.
Wait command to complete not checked. Delete output file not checked. Advanced.
We're in the advanced tab. I'm going to tab again to that blank space. I've got a feeling here, if we route the review cursor to the PC,
Jaws to PC,
and go to the top left of the screen, I think there's some stuff here that doesn't get announced. Let's check and see.
Output tab, advanced tab, ID3 tab.
I'm just using my down arrow.
Filtering. Scroll up symbol. Corner normalize to 100% available.
That's what I thought. Some of the checkboxes are not being spoken when you do shift tab and tab. Normalize simply normalizes it to whatever percentage you set it.
Scroll down symbol.
And that's a scroll down symbol. That means you can move the percentage down.
Corner strip silence checkbox not checked. Scroll up symbol. Corner set leading silence to 0.5 seconds.
Set leading silence to 0.5 seconds.
Scroll down symbol.
It's got a scroll up and a scroll down.
Scroll up symbol. Corner set trailing silence to 0.5 seconds.
Set trailing silence.
Scroll down symbol.
I would assume that would be at the end of the song.
Corner copy only to left channel. Scroll down symbol.
Copy only to left channel. That's what that copy to box is. It would only copy it to the left or right channel, and it's got a scroll down.
Run external command. Corner run command for output file. Checkbox not checked.
Run command for output file. I'm just using the review keys here.
Scroll down symbol.
It's got a scroll down, so you can change that.
Corner wait command to complete. Checkbox not checked. Corner delete output file. Checkbox not checked. Priority boost. Lower higher. Cancel button. Extract button.
And that's it.
PC.
So let's go to the other tab, which is the ID3.
Advanced.
I just did a shift tab to get back to it, and I'm going to do a right arrow to get the ID3 tag.
ID3 tab.
Let's review this.
Dracula the Beginning.
Dracula the Beginnings.
Bram Stoker's.
It's by Bram Stoker. That's blank.
Land. Dracula.
Dracula.
Soundtrack. Created with Jukaplay Kalina's EZCDDA Extractor 4.3.0 http://www.playkasoft.com.
It's telling us what created the file, or what will create it.
Copyright.
Copyright.
URL.
URL.
Encoded by. Cancel. Extract.
And I paused SoundForge, and when I did, I hit enter on extract, and the file was ripped. And you could also hit the spacebar, and it would rip just as good. It's the same thing, hitting enter to the spacebar. When it was done, it made the notify.wav sound, like you hear an Outlook Express. It's a doorbell, and it's in stereo, which is cool. Of course, this is in mono, so you won't realize that, but if you're at home and you've got headphones or good speaker system, it's in stereo. It's really neat. So I have a folder on my hard disk now with Bram Stoker as its title. Under that, there's a folder called Dracula, and under that, there's a song. Actually, there's two songs because it ripped two. I think I hit the space bar accidentally, and it ripped the first and second tracks instead of the second. So they're under there with the numbers first and the names next, like number two, Vampire Hunters. That's the review on EZCDDA Extractor. For more information, you can contact www.poikosoft.com. You can send me email here at jack728@bellsouth.net. That's jack728@bellsouth.net. I'll be glad to help you out. Happy ripping. Enjoy your EZCDDA Extractor version 4.3.0. And enjoy the rest of Main Menu.